What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hey, everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food here in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's specialty, K-pop.
K-pop.
And if you're watching this video right now, we're kind of wearing a specific type of color. So what, here it is, how it goes is, if when we listen to this podcast, and if you've been listening for quite a while now, we start with food, then we go to K-pop news updates, and then we go to gaming or anime. But we're kind of flip that around, because there's some big news today.
What? We're doing K-pop first? I'm not freaking prepared.
How did you know we're doing K-pop first?
I'm not prepared yet.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Haley's not mentally prepared.
I'm not mentally
Technically,
prepared.
It's also food related, because guess what? We're wearing yellow, and BTS butter dropped last night.
Yes.
We held up recording this like specific podcast episode till after butter release.
Yes.
And it did.
And it was
OMFG, baby.
Amazing. Oh my God.
So that's why we're wearing yellow. And we're going to start with K-pop
today. He's switching it up on me. He didn't even know. Tell me. I wasn't prepared.
Technically, it's called butter, so it's food, right? So
I butter. Guess.
And I mean, I don't know what else to say. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah, so it's, we mentioned it before, like on our voice-only podcast during the week, that it's their second English song. So their first one was Dynamite, which released last year, around the same time, actually. And then, I don't know, I was telling Joko, I was like, oh man, like, they have, like, a high standard to beat, because Dynamite was so good.
Dynamite was, like, a global hit.
It was freaking amazing. Like it even got nominated for a Grammy and everything. You guys all know that. So I was like, oh man, like, I wonder what they're going to do with Butter, if they're going to live up to that expectation, you know, that people...
I honestly, like, after you told me it's another English song, I had really high expectations for Butter already. And I think it met, if not...
Exceeded.
Blew up from those, like...
Yeah, I blew Dynamite out of
the
water.
Oh my God. Like, I couldn't believe it. If you guys didn't catch it, so what happened last night was the actual premiere, like global premiere on YouTube. On it was Big Hit or BTS channel, or is it the same thing?
It's called HYBE.
Well, okay, so Big Hit is HYBE now. Entertainment, but yeah. It was on there. It was on HYBE. Mm-hmm. So it was on HYBE's YouTube channel.
Yes.
And there was an actual like countdown. It's counting down the whole 15 day.
15 minutes before the actual music video release, they had the seven they actually members.
Had the guys.
They had the seven members like doing like a small talk about Butter, and like they were playing like little games and stuff beforehand. And then they'll do it. They did a countdown from like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then they released the music video. Yeah, Jin was
always
hosting. The host.
If you watch Run BTS, it's always like the three, the other six are divided into teams of three.
Yeah.
Then Jin is like the teacher, the host, like everything. He's like.
For last night, they were like eating. They had butter and they were like making toast or something. Remember?
Yeah, it was some weird thing.
Yeah.
So if you've never had jam with butter though, it's pretty bomb.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like strawberry jam or jelly. Oh my god, so good.
Yeah. So they were doing that right before the music video release, and then it dropped, and I was screaming the whole time.
I had to tell Haley to calm her tits.
Like, yeah.
Multiple times throughout the whole time. All I heard her screaming like a little girl.
I was like, oh my god, Jimmy! His hair is like white. Oh my god, Jungkook's hair, like the whole time.
Calm down. You're gonna destroy the recording with your.
It was so good.
It was okay. So if you watched it, you know how good this song was, because it's probably everywhere on Spotify and everything now, like on all the listening platforms. Mm-hmm. It is just so well done. Like it's like because I love like listening to all kinds of music and specifically like instrumental stuff. So. I really enjoyed, like, they did everything right.
Yeah, so, like, for them, having an English song, their lyrics were obviously in English, so that
yeah, it's not English.
It's not English. It's actually, English.
Good English from each member.
But me and Joko noticed that the lyrics, they paid homage? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Du flamage.
Homage to, like, a lot of, like, the old school.
Like it's like music. A little bit of 80s, 90s, and early 2000s because of the Usher reference.
Yeah.
If you didn't see that, like,
they referenced Usher. Michael Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say, I brought up Usher. I'm just going to say. So Usher, like, was on, like, I think verse 2. Like,
his
I remember
V's
singing it. And then, like, they said Usher.
He said, don't need no Usher to remind me you got it bad.
And for those who don't know. You Got It Bad was one of Usher's big hits.
You Got It Bad.
If you're, like, a 90s kid, like, me and like 90s and 80s, like me and Haley, you've lived
so
through
that.
Like,
oh
that
my
like,
god,
that was in high school.
Like, I was telling him, I was like, I danced to that song at prom.
I got emotional with that song because it's so good. Like, if you listen to it, but it's crazy because, there's Usher,
and then
in the very beginning,
Jungkook goes smooth like butter. Like a criminal undercover.
So, I don't know if you know the reference. They're basically paying homage to the king of pop himself.
Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked that out, Smooth Criminal. I was a big Michael Jackson. I used to wear like that hat from Smooth Criminal as a baby around the house. Like
so
a little
cute.
Kid. And then I felt like he was like one of those people, like it's just not even a person.
Everyone looked
like
up
a
to
god
him.
Almost.
He was
kind
so
of thing.
Good. Like he literally was the king of pop.
And the cool thing was, like, I remember like when that came out, like the hat and everything, mm-hmm. like it got so big, like the whole music video. Because he did like I think that was the first time he did that lean.
Oh no, it was
that,
lean.
The crazy lean where
almost 90 degrees.
Yeah, so it's like he does that and then like it was so popular, they made it into like a video game mm-hmm. and all this crazy stuff. And I remember you save babies in the video game,
what?
And you throw your hat and stuff. But
I don't know.
I'm getting
about
on
that.
A tangent, but basically, like they did a lot of stuff. And another one thing was, if you heard the interlude part, it sounds like Daft Punk.
Yeah,
like it's Daft Punk.
The part where they're
vibes.
If you watch the music video, it's the part where they're in the elevator dancing.
Let's talk about that elevator scene. Because First starts with Jimin doing some really cool stuff. And Jimin, let's talk about Jimin. Let's go with a tangent on a tangent.
Oh my gosh, Jimin.
Is that really Jimin?
Oh my god.
Because we believe that it might be G-Dragon.
It's baby G-Dragon.
It's
like,
that looks
literally,
like Kwon Jeong.
Yeah, he looked like baby G-Dragon in that music video because of the way that his hair was styled. He even wore those chrome heart earrings that G-Dragon always wears.
Does he looks up to G-Dragon or
I
like,
think so, yeah.
Is he one of them? Because I remember there was an interview that you showed me where like the members kind of say like who they looked up to kind of.
Yeah, and I remember Jin looked up to
Jin's was top.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I was kind of cracking up.
But all the members of BTS, they looked up to Big Bang.
Because that's
but
like their like is it Unis also?
No, Unis for female. So they're there.
Yeah.
No, for guys, it's like Hyung.
Hyung, okay.
Yeah, which like in Tagalog is Kuya.
Right,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, so that's their Hyungs. Like, yeah. You know,
they
because
look up
even
to
though
them.
They're not
like their older brothers.
Like that's their like, yeah, they're like own idols. And like, you know, when you're a basketball player, it's like every, like all the basketball players now these days, you know, look up to like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, like all those people, you know, so that's kind of their thing. Mm-hmm. So, back from G-Dragon, aka Jimin.
Jimin's hair was the same hair color as mine.
Oh, yeah.
I was flipping
Look, if you're
out.
Watching this, Haley's hair color was unintentional.
Yeah.
But she had pink and purple, and like, way before.
And I was going to say, and G-Dragon.
And Jimin. Was like that, what, is it like a bleached or
he had
blonde?
Blonde hair, bleached. But then he had, like, pastel pink and purple. And a little bit of blue in it as well. But,
it was mostly pink and purple.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of crazy.
I was like, oh my gosh.
It's Haley's hair. It's like,
I know.
You knew.
I was like freaking
she knew.
Out.
She
over
she
that.
Felt it.
But I feel like Jimin always has the same hair colors as mine. Because remember, in Spring Day, he had pink hair.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you never know.
No,
like,
I know.
To add the specific two colors that
I
you have
know.
In your hair. So right now, Haley's rocking the Jimin look. Or Jimin is rocking the Haley look. Depends on how you look at it. So from that, because I had that tangent, we go back to the elevator scene. So the elevator scene, Jimin is doing his cool like knee thing. RM is doing some weird kind of crumping. Like, I guess if you want to say it was crumping. Who's after that? It's V.
V does he was that, doing some voguing.
Some
but
funny
it's like,
voguing
he
shit.
He was doing like something like putting like cologne cute, on. Cute he's like this.
Cologne. Like Vogue kind of shit. Yeah. Something only V can pull
and
off.
And then
to
it was so Sugar.
V is funny. Was no, it? Next was Jungkook.
Oh yeah, Jungkook with his Eren Yeager hair.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Jungkook or is it Eren Yeager from the most recent final season. So yeah, but of course Jungkook looks cool doing anything he
does.
Yeah,
he does like a twirl.
Also, if you didn't notice, he has some fake eyebrow piercings.
So I thought they were real. Well, I hope that they were real. But then at the press conference or like their V Live afterwards, he pulled off the gem and stuck it on V. And I was like, damn it, it's fake. So there's
I like
just
how he stuck it on V. V's like nose or something.
V took it from him and stuck it on his nose. Yeah.
Of course. They're so dumb.
I was like, dang it.
So after Jungkook, it was J-Hope doing his pop locking.
And then Sugar, right?
Locking thing. Yes. Then Sugar was after. Doing, you know, Sugar things, just being chill and cool.
No, I
about
think
everything.
It was Sugar and then J-Hope.
One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other.
But of course, they've landed and ended on
Save the Best for Last.
worldwide dork.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a good way, because he's like actually so dorky and he's like quirky. Jin. And it's like he's doing this like choreo and trying to look cool. But it's like if you know BTS and you like follow like them and you know how they are, you're just laughing because it's like Jin's just being silly.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a quirky, like awkward door.
Like if anyone else did
choreography.
If anyone else did the dance, they would look cool. But
if
then
was
because
it was doing
Jin,
it would just look freaking cool. Yeah,
yeah. But then Jin, he's so Jin... dorky. Oh, and then another thing on Jin. How do you feel about him having lots of lines in this song?
My man has finally been fed some verses and some pre-chorus lines.
Yeah, he got a lot of parts this time.
This is really exciting to see because I feel like Dynamite, he was only there for like the chorus.
Yeah.
Like, when they actually put him on a verse, pre-chorus, chorus, like, oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
He had so many parts. I was so excited
I
for
know.
Him.
Good for Jin.
And actually, they did a good job. They evened everything out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Like, they
a lot
split
of them,
the lines between the members
fairly
evenly.
Pretty good. I mean, obviously, the rap line gets their own rap parts, mm-hmm. you know, like their own rap verses. Mm-hmm. J-Hope had probably the least amount in terms of, like,
the
them
end.
At the end. But his was really cool at the end.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if you watch the video, they ended on J-Hope eating, like,
a slice of butter.
It's like funny because they cut him off like after he puts it in his mouth.
I bet
you can
he
imagine
was, like,
he's
laughing.
Like cracking up or like spit it out. Right,
he's
after.
Like, okay, J-Hope, you're gonna eat this stick of butter. At the
so
end.
Yeah, so there was that, and overall, if you watch even the dance, first the dancing, like I got pulled in. It was really cool in the beginning. Then when you get to the pre-chorus part, it's
so
like
good.
You're vibing because of like, oh, now there's like some little synths, like synth and like mellow melody kind of thing. with it was Jin, then it went to I think Jimin a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Then the chorus hits. Chorus is always Jungkook's part, right?
Yeah.
So Jungkook comes in, and that's when you see the little like, dance parts.
Yeah, and already. It's kind of it reminds me of like Michael Jackson.
Too. It's so like it. That's what pulled me in. I was like, this is gonna be a banger.
Yeah.
This is straight up like fire.
It's
this is
a so hit. Good.
This is an instant hit because it sounds so good. It's like so catchy.
Did we talk about like that part in the elevator where it sounds like Daft Punk?
No. That's what led to it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's that Daft Punk elevator part.
Yeah, so
is why we talked about.
Yeah. Elevator. Oh, I forgot already. My head is like all scrambled when it comes to them.
Like honestly, like it was just really well done. Video wise was really good. And also just the song is if anything, it's perfect.
Like, and I was gonna say, well, the last time that I checked, maybe like an hour ago, they were at 96 million views, and it's been only 15 hours.
That's insane.
Or 19 hours, something like that. It's not even 24 hours yet, and they're almost at 100
they broke
million.
Almost like, was it 10 million or 20 million in less than like an hour or something?
Yeah.
They did some crazy shit already, like within, you know, the release of the video.
Yeah,
so.
They already broke all the records. Like
also
for
just,
Dynamite.
I also saw they're hoping like this will get nominated for another
Grammy.
This will definitely get nominated.
It'll get nominated.
They're just
trying
to aim for an actual win this time.
I hope they win. They
but
deserve it.
This song is like what they were trying to accomplish is like, you know, because it's summertime. Like summer is coming. This
it's
is summer
definitely
vibing,
a summer bop.
Summer vibing type of like chilling, you know, pop it in your car,
oh
bump it.
God. Yeah.
So good.
Whoever like wrote the song and like put the music together for them for this song. They know what they're
good
doing.
Good job,
so good.
Big hit.
High labels.
So, with that too, like I really like the fact that, like, it's butter. It's called butter. Like everything is circled around a butter. You know, all these. It's really cool. Like good. I hope they keep doing food.
I wonder if they'll do more English songs or if they'll release like a full English album.
Let's hope
eventually.
So. I mean, it'd be really good to have. I mean, this is why they're doing. English first is just because Dynamite already kind of dipped like their foot into the Western and then like US
because
market.
I was telling Joko like the reason why they're doing English songs now is because like people that don't listen to K-pop will hear them on the radio and be like, oh my god, like who are these people? Look them up and then they're like, oh shoot, they're like Korean, and then they'll go from there to like watch that song, watch their other English song, and then go like look at all their other Korean songs, and then slowly get sucked in, and they'll be pulled into a dark, deep hole.
And that is that is where you'll find Haley.
Yeah.
And I was sucked in there, so she was my black hole.
Yeah.
And
that's
why we're dressed up in yellow.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Like you just keep searching, and then like you find out like oh they do like variety shows and like all these different like TV shows, and then you just go down.
Yeah.
A dark hole.
And it's been fun though. It's not like a negative thing.
No, it's
like,
not a negative thing.
It's really cool to see because it's like this was a world like K-pop was a world that I've obviously like heard about and knew about, but never ventured into until I met Haley, and then actually getting into it and diving into it. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Like it's really enjoyable because of like how much they dedicate to their artists and all the stuff they do. Because like you know I've grew up like listening to like. Indie punk rock and then also
I listen
hip-hop.
To all that stuff too.
But it's like they don't do like you know full-on TV shows aside from like reality shows which don't even count, but it's like you kind of watch like these K-pop groups like
grow
when
up.
They form you watch them grow up and like go through a lot of stuff. It's kind of crazy. You watch them change and evolve, and it's kind of cool to see why the fandom is huge,
right?
Because it's like if you
they're
start from
so
the beginning
supportive.
It's you stick with them and you support them.
It's like they're your children, kind of.
Yes. Jin is my long-lost son/brother that I've never met yet.
And I was going to say, like, another thing about BTS, too. Next week, they'll be on Friends, the reunion.
Oh, man. We'll talk about that on our regular podcast. Don't forget to follow. I don't know if it's subscribe, but like, subscribe, whatever you got to do. On Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts, because we have regular podcast-only episodes and not like the full-on video one
just
like
voice.
This episode, where this is also going to be on YouTube and also on all those podcast streaming sites or apps and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to probably talk about that after, because this is bi-weekly, the video one.
Yeah.
So you won't see us next week, but the following week. And that'll be probably too late after the Friends thing.
Yeah.
But BTS will be on Friends. We'll talk about it when we see it next week. So definitely check it out. Join us there. And Butter, if you haven't watched it yet, what the hell are you doing watching us?
Get on that and keep streaming.
Just pause this video. Just do whatever you have to do and watch that. Then you can come back here anytime. We'll be waiting for you because that song is so good.
I actually recommended this song to one of my friends. She doesn't listen to K-pop, I don't think. She's like, I've been trying to avoid BTS, but they're literally everywhere now. I was like, don't avoid them. I was like, don't avoid them. Embrace them. And then I told her to go
embrace it.
And she's like, okay, I'm on it. Like, I'm going to go watch Butter now.
Let it happen.
And she's like, oh my God, it's so catchy.
Yeah. They did it. Like, Dynamite was the stepping stool. And now, like, they're, like, setting the bar now with Butter.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy because Butter, it just sounds so good. Like, it's, like, so catchy.
As soon as I heard the name of the song when they released it, I was like, it's Destiny. Butter.
Yeah, Haley loves Butter. I love Butter too. Shit, I like Butter on everything.
Yeah,
but like Butter on my bread, my toes,
Butter dog,
on my dogs,
dog with the butter,
the butter dog,
the bird with the butter.
If you look at Butter dog, you'll know exactly. You should know already what Butter dog is. If butter not, dog, you pause this video again, and you look up Butter dog, the dog with the butter, Butter dog, so dog with the butter,
poor dog,
and. It's not some weird animal abuse or some weird
No.
You literally just put like a stick of butter.
It's like a slice of butter.
A small slice of butter. On the head of like a golden retriever. Like, and it's just a dude saying butter dog all the time.
And the dog has no idea what's going on.
So check it out. Butter, Butter Dog.
And Butter by Butter BTS.
So good. So good. I mean, there you go. You ready? That's our K-pop thing already.
Yes.
Just a little small side thing on K-pop news because, you know, BTS is the main focus at this point with everything. But aespa did their comeback. Next Level's pretty good too. And also, they've been doing a lot of promotion on like VLive and their Instagram. So check them out. If you're really following them, you should already see that. aespa, they're really doing, SM is really trying to promote and push mm-hmm. them. So good for them. And if you haven't checked it out, Taemin's video also released. Oh! Advice. Taemin is so good. Like, I love his dance style.
He looks like a real anime character.
He looks like an anime character.
Like, stepped out of, like, freaking Demon Slayer.
He looks
Slayer
like the Demon
something.
Slayer, the bad dude. I forgot his name already. Oh, I also finished Demon Slayer, the manga. Really good. Look forward to, like, the whole series because it is going to get crazy the next season. Mm-hmm. So, Taemin, aka anime person, and human anime person. And aespa, they're both from SM, so
I was gonna say like the there. Girl, what's her name, Karina?
Oh, Karina what's from aespa.
Was it her?
Yeah. She's, you said she looks like someone.
No, wait,
it is Karina.
Oh no, the one that I like, Winter. I was gonna say Winter. Wait, is it Winter, the one that I like?
Yeah.
So she really looks like Taeyeon from Girls' Generation.
Oh, right.
Like, she totally reminds me
Winter.
Of her.
I really like Winter, too. Mm-hmm. But Haley already chose her, so I was like, I'm not going to copy her. So I went reverse.
I don't know why
but
he
I really like
pick
Karina already, too. Yeah. I like that beauty mark she has, that little mole.
Yeah, her face is so tiny.
It is kind of like her, like, very, jawline. Very but it's small. it's like, I guess, perfect, like, the perfect body and face for, like, a K-pop, like, idol mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, and they seem really nice, too, to their fans. And also, like, when I talked about that one time where, like, they actually said hi to the, you know, I think a fan came up to them while they're at the cafe.
They have to because
I know they're starting out. Yeah. So we'll see how they become. But if anything, it looks good so far. So check it out. Their next aespa, Next Level, Taemin, Advice. That song is really cool. And then like the dances, all the most recent songs, all are fire, to be honest. So just check all
Taemin's
of them out.
Taemin's killing it.
And BTS, Butter Dog.
My butter boys.
And to transition with, you know, since we're talking about butter, I last minute had Haley kind of look something up food wise. So we're going to kind of transition to food because if you watch the Butter BTS video, like,
you're going to want pancakes.
You saw 2-3 seconds of literally there was pancakes with butter and syrup.
Pancakes.
So we're going to talk about a good pancake place. And it's not just regular pancakes. We're going to be talking about Haley's favorite, like, souffle
pancakes.
Fluffy. Puffy pancakes, like the Japanese
style
one.
Yeah.
There's one that we had recently, actually, so we're not in Southern California because we recently went to NorCal. We went Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Haley's first time in San Francisco.
Was that last month?
Yeah, it was almost last month now. So we went to a spot there that was really, really good that she wanted to check out. What is that called?
It's called Graham Cafe and pancakes.
And so. The reason why we went is because we did our research before going to SF. But at the same time, you said there was a location also. Mm-hmm. This is originally from
Japan. It's originally from Japan. So their first location opened up in 2014. in Osaka. So they have a location in Osaka.
This place is actually legit. And to think that they have a location now here in California in the States. I think this is the only one right now, right?
I think so, yeah, so in SF.
It's in a random like strip mall.
It's called Stonestown Mall.
You're right.
It's a really nice mall,
It's pretty cool, though. And have a lot of cool food stuff.
They have
and
a lot
cool,
of Asian
like,
stuff.
Asian, like the K-pop Korean store.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of beauty products and had like some cool K-pop stuff. So they had that. And what was also in there was Graham.
Yeah.
Like, there's like it's just randomly there.
I know,
it's not
I was
even
like,
the food
man,
court.
this freaking mall has such good food. Like, they even had Uncle Tetsu, which we like talked about last time too.
Right. But it was not even, it's funny because it's like in a random location.
It's like next to the Apple store.
It's like near like the end of the mall, like near Macy's, like a Macy's.
Yeah, and then mall. The Apple store.
And right then, there. Like, not the actual food court. But yeah, so we checked it out. Really good.
Oh my God, it's
so good.
So good,
actually. Probably one of the better,
yeah,
if not the best.
We've had
souffle pancake
yeah,
we've had.
We've had souffle pancakes here. And like one of the places that we went to, it tasted too much like egg. Like it tasted like scrambled egg.
What was that, deer or something?
Deer, yeah, D-E-R.
Deer.
I don't even know.
So it's okay. That place was okay.
It was cute. Like it looked really aesthetic, but then like taste wise, it wasn't really.
When that's important to us too. Yeah. I mean, aesthetic obviously is important, especially for Haley. But the taste is also
like,
just as important.
Yeah, because for the gram, like when we go back to SF, I definitely want to go back.
The food
there
was
again.
Really good. We wanted to go again the next day.
But then. Where
was it closed? Or something?
I forgot. We had to leave earlier. I think it opened later.
Oh, it opened
it
late.
Opens at 11.
Opened late. The drinks were good too. She got her dalgona.
Oh,
it was actually
so good.
Really good dalgona too. It was like the actual puffy like coffee cream on top.
It was
so
it was a mocha dalgona coffee.
So that was
really
good.
I crave it every day.
And we just got the strawberry one, but next time we're going to probably get each of our own because we wanted to try it.
You got wait, for which one?
Oh wait,
the pancakes. You got the creme brulee one.
Oh,
are you talking about the
did.
Pancakes?
Yeah. Oh, man. That was... Did we get two?
Yeah, because you told me. Because at first...
I know we got like a savory dish. That's why.
Yeah, the Wagyu beef curry.
Oh, that was bomb,
we
too.
Got three dishes because like...
Oh, okay.
Originally,
yeah,
originally...
I wasn't that
Yeah, originally we were supposed to just get the creme brulee one because I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be too full. I'm not going to be able to finish it. And he's like, no, like, we're here. You should just order like the strawberry
one.
Yeah,
because I sound
yeah.
like
no, he
when
does
I talk
sound like
so
that
hard.
When he talks to me. When he's all serious and stuff, he's like, no, you should get the
I was
the
like,
strawberry
yeah, just,
one because
just
it's
grab
pink
it. She
and
wanted
it's cute.
That one.
Yeah.
I was like, then why don't we get both? I'd really
and good
share.
Thing that we did get both because like it's not super filling.
Yeah,
it's so
super,
light
it's so
and
light.
Fluffy.
Like they look huge.
It doesn't. Yeah.
But it's not going
to,
like,
heavy.
It's not heavy. It's still not going to, like, really, like...
Yeah, so we were able to finish everything.
Because Haley actually finished it, and she even ate some of the Wagyu curry.
Yeah, I ate half of that.
When
and
the hell
I
does
my...
Haley ever finish two dishes? Let
That's
alone one
true.
Dish on her own.
Yeah. I was hungry.
I just saw
it was
her
so
eat
good.
A Del Taco Crunchtada. Only ate half of it today.
I did.
Half
I
a
ate
Crunchtada.
Half. I
because it was
mac
and cheese, sure,
well.
But half a Crunchtada. She couldn't even finish one. That says a lot about how light these pancakes are. She finished two of them. The strawberry one. Because it comes with two, I believe.
Yeah.
And
it's so cute. It looks fake.
Like, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't look real.
It doesn't look real. It
they even had like a little like pancake thing outside. Like
Stuffed.
Stuffed one.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like because of COVID. So like it was kind of like not.
Bury
just,
it off.
We just still took pictures. It was
yeah.
Like,
well, you're
like,
not
allowed
to touch. No,
it.
I didn't touch it. I pretended to hug it.
I guess I didn't know she didn't pretend. I was.
He was touching
that
it.
Shit.
I was pretending because it said don't touch.
But it was really good. So check that out. I mean, next time we go to SF for sure.
Yeah, we have to go. I'm going to try because they have like other flavors. There's like matcha and like a hazelnut flavored one. And there's also durian, but I would never try that.
Oh, yeah. Durian. They might place you on a table far away from everyone else.
I mean, a lot of people like it, though.
And you know what? You want to know something crazy? Because I take a peek to make sure we're kind of on track with everything.
Mm.
We talked about BTS fairly long.
For like 20
almost
minutes,
20, like 20 minutes.
Yeah, because
so we have only a few minutes left for anime.
Yeah.
We'll kind of go over it because I still want to talk about it. It's not that much to talk about for this one.
Yeah, because we just started watching it and it's not like complete yet.
Well, the reason why we started watching it came out this season. So this is what? Spring 2021. Mm-hmm. It's Tokyo Revengers. Tokyo Revengers... It's really interesting. Like, I didn't really know the premise about it.
Yeah, the only reason why I knew about it was because my friend Jay, she reads the manga, and she recommended it. She's like, oh, this one's going to be really good.
And our other friend Mark,
after we
told him we watched it, he's like, oh, I read the manga.
Yeah,
it's really good.
He said it's really
good. So I'm probably going to take a look and actually go through the manga Hopefully, like, within the next, like, week or so.
Yeah.
But it's one of the newer animes. The style is really, like, heavy, thick lines.
Yeah.
It's different because Tokyo Revengers is actually about, like, gangs.
Yeah, like, so it's, like, about delinquents and gangs back in Japan.
But they're, like,
The funny thing is that, okay, like, the only complaint that I have about it is that the gangs and stuff, they're supposed to be in middle school. Like, the kids that the gangs, like, they're smoking.
They look like they're have freaking, like, adults or teenagers if at the least
high schoolers. I was like, schoolers. At least make them high school, and then I could believe
there's some crazy shit that goes on in this one. There's, like, gangs and, like, just fighting, people getting beaten up and shit.
Yeah, I was like, do middle schoolers really do this in Japan? And then, because, like, I asked Jay, I was like, is there some weird kind of, like, translation from the anime to the manga that they're mistaking them for being middle schoolers? And she's like, no, nope. They're middle schoolers. She's like, it's just anime logic. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's pretty crazy shit. Like, it's pretty hardcore gang,
like, yeah, related stuff.
But it's also it's a little bit supernatural because there's time travel.
Yeah, there's time travel. The main character
can time travel 12 years back. Mm-hmm. Like, exactly 12 years back. So it's like
back from, like, that date.
Wherever he is, you know, in his current timeline, it only goes 12 years back exactly. So if a week passes in normal time, then it's going to be 12 years later at that specific date. Mm-hmm. So if you traveled, like, the week before, you can't, like, go any further back or further forward.
Yeah.
It's always specifically 12 years back from wherever he jumps from.
Yeah.
To, like, save someone that died.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the premise of it is, like, he has to try and save, like, his childhood crush.
Like, girlfriend.
From dying.
Who got killed because of the gang-related activity. But he was kind of a delinquent himself, too. Yeah. And he kind of forgot about it, too.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like just, like, a typical, like, nerd dork kind of, like, adult guy. Yeah, so, like, when you see him go back in time, you see that he, like, was living a crazy, like, life as a delinquent and all this crazy shit. Yeah, he was
in these gangs and stuff in school as well.
So he kind of, like, naughty. So he kind of, like, you know, like, it's kind of a balance between going back and forth of, like, present and past and figuring and fixing things along the way.
It's really interesting.
It's pretty cool. There's a lot of emotional stuff going on.
Yeah,
a lot of, like violence.
real life stuff, like,
scenarios. Yeah. You know, suicide is actually there, and, you know, like I said, like murder and violence, and of course the flip side of that was what I just said too.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good though, like, overall.
And then because, like, when our friend said, like, oh, the manga gets, like, really crazy, and, like, they'll introduce, like, so many other characters, so I was like, oh, it's gonna be a good anime then.
Right.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, what was your first opinion of it when we first watched the first episode? I felt like you didn't really, like, you weren't too sure about it.
I like, didn't really care for it. Or, like, it was a little interesting because I thought it was kind of typical. Because
I could tell. I was like, ooh, maybe, like, I thought it was going to be
isekai kind of thing because, oh, look, main character dies. He's going to go into another world or, like, unlock a power or something.
Yeah.
So kind of like that. But, you know, I've been opening up to it because it's really gritty.
Yeah.
Is a good way to describe the show. It's super gritty. The characters are good, too. Down to, like, the only supernatural thing, literally, is, like, the time travel aspect.
But everything else is, like, real life,
like, if, like, there's actual gangs and the kind of shit they go through. So I got pulled in, and I'm really interested
now. He's interested in it, but in the beginning I could tell. I was like, but then, like, I had faith in it because Jay recommended it, and she's good at, like, recommending stuff.
So check it out, Tokyo Revengers. It's still out right now. It's, I think, like, episode 8 or something. If you haven't checked it out, if you want to wait till it's done, you know, it should be coming up soon, and I'm pretty sure, like, it's going to be a couple more seasons because they're just scratching the surface of the actual story. Yeah. So if it does well, hopefully they'll renew and get a couple more seasons, unless it's already confirmed. I don't know. Just check it out. I'm going to be reading the manga because I can't wait anymore. I have to catch up on a lot of manga, actually. So with that said, you know, thank you again for joining us, as always. Listen to Butter and the Butter Dog. Just put Butter on and just leave it on repeat. Oh, Spotify even had an instrumental version. So you could kind of really hear all the music, which is what I love to hear too, because you hear a lot of stuff that you get distracted from when you hear them singing and vocals-wise, because you're too excited. It. Especially the music video. You're too, like, you know, entranced watching it. So, like, if you just listen to the instrumental, you really get, like, an appreciation of, like, how simple and well thought out each, like, added, like, sound, noise, instrument.
Sounds like a different perfect song.
It's the same thing, like, you know, with the Porter Robinson
song.
Yeah,
I was like, this is what it sounds like.
Like, if you listen to Porter Robinson, one song that we really like is Shelter. Listen to Shelter and then listen to the instrumental.
It's so different.
It sounds so cool. We actually use it for one of the videos that for one of our first Japan trip videos. So check that out too. Thank you again for joining us. Butter dog. What else is there? Pancakes from Graham and SF. And if you're in Osaka, you should go already because it's not fair because we can't even go to Japan right now. And Tokyo Revengers. Check it out. Read it. Watch it. Enjoy it. It's on Crunchyroll currently if you're legally watching it.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you can watch, you know exactly where to go check it out for those other sites. We always watch it on VRV. So Crunchyroll Premium, basically. And thank you for joining us. As always. What is it, Haley? She's like puzzled. Like, what is it?
Peace.
Peace.
I was like, was there something else?
Peace. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.